Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe.
Last Tuesday of February 2025.
And a balmy one.
It's great.
Absolutely.
Do some defrosting for sure.
Amen.
Get rid of this stuff and hopefully not replace it anytime soon.
It works for me.
Exactly. Mayor, well, we have to address the obvious, the very spirited city council meeting last night. I know that your representative was there to give an update on the public safety headquarters.
Right.
How is it coming?
Good. From what I understand, I have a habit or kind of a rule. I don't watch council meetings, Joe. So I know going in what my team was expected to cover. I know it was a complete update on the construction of the whole public safety headquarters, but as importantly, all of the other improvements around it: Coon Lodge Street, Field Street, Father Bill's. If you remember, the animal shelter was on that location as well. So a lot of good things happened out of the decision to rebuild the new public safety headquarters, which is long, long overdue. So I know the offices are excited about a new building. I don't know if you've been down the old police station in some time, Joe, but it's been really less than up to par for a long, long time. So this is a great time for public safety. We're building I often talk about, it's a 100-year building, Joe. We do it right. We're doing it quality, so it will be around. I know that for a guy that lives a two-year term, a four-year term, it'd be easy to slap something together that you'd be probably working on in 20 years, spending a lot of money on. So it was important for us to build this thing quality, so a lot of time was spent on the specifications and making sure it was done appropriately and making sure it met the needs and the future of both departments. Fire, of course, is admin. There's no fire apparatus proposed at the station. It's all the administration portion. So it's progressing well. We expect to open it in October. And, of course, the public art became controversial. There's a number of pieces of public art on that building. But the discussion last night, I imagine, centered around the two images, one of Michael the Archangel and one of Florian, Roman soldier who headed the fire brigade. Both of those images have been associated with police and fire departments for centuries, and no departments across the country and across the world look at them with great fondness, and almost like a mascot in some ways out there. So, I didn't realize this would be so controversial when it did pop, but I think that a lot of the issues were aired last night from what I believe was going to happen going in. Again, I haven't spoken to my chief of staff this morning, and as I don't watch the council meetings, I don't know specifically what happened. I don't believe that we're holding a public hearing, so I don't think there's public comment. I believe it was mainly an update with questions by city councilors.
That's true. Although there was a large presence from the public with raising concerns, again, as we talked about here in the past, about the separation of church and state, and also about the cost of the statues. So at what point during the planning, Mayor, did the statues come into existence?
I don't have a date in front of me, Joe, okay. But much like other projects continue to evolve. They're never at 100% when you get the approval at the council, because you need money to move forward. And I know over the years changes have been made along the way, whether it was the City Hall renovation or Coddington. Things evolve, things happen, and changes are made. Sometimes you run into major issues and you have to deal with it. The only time you'd have to go back to the council is if your appropriation is run out. So they deal with the bottom line budget, and yes, they did discuss the overall plan, because I do remember there was some criticism on the roof. I think some maybe wanted an asphalt roof, which we would have been replacing every 15 to 20 years. So I don't know exactly the date, but it kind of evolved as we were discussing about art and the building. What has gotten a little fanfare is beautiful new light fixtures is going to be put on the front of the building as well. There was originally some uplighting to wash the building, but we looked at and come up with a design for beautiful light fixtures at the ground level of the building when you go in the front door and so forth. So it continued to evolve. I do think that the comments about church and state are overly done. I don't think this is a church issue, state issue. These are images of of Michael and Florian that are held in very high regard for both the police and fire service for centuries. Michael is in the Quran. He's certainly in Judaism and certainly in Christianity. As I said, Florian was a Roman soldier who was in the fire brigade. The church doesn't own these guys. The Catholic Church happened to make saints of Florian. Michael was a archangel in the Old Testament long before, Christianity was spawned. So I think it's overreaction, quite honestly, but I respect people's opinion. I appreciate their thoughts and insight. I'm sure if I did some research, there'd be a number of examples of other what would be considered church or religious type things. I mean, the Ten Commandments have been on courthouses all over the country, including the Supreme Court building, for example. I get it. But I do believe this is about the police and fire. This is about us showing them our support, our gratitude for them putting on the line each and every day. And that's what kind of the images reflect.
Well, we did hear Chief Kennedy last night speak in support of these, saying that he sees them as symbols of protection, justice, bravery, and sacrifice.
Bingo.
I know you've heard from the ACLU as well, who wrote that the statues convey a message. Quincy is, quote, a Catholic community, and that non-Catholics do not belong or are less valued, end quote. How do you respond to that?
Well, I don't hold ACLU in much regard, and in minor regard. So I think it's just a crazy letter sent without understanding the whole situation. This city is diverse, been diverse a long time. And, I'm proud of our city, and we do great work in so many different areas. We're at the top of the heap for services provided to everybody in the city, whatever their background is. So I think that's a lot of malarkey.
Also curious, Mayor, about the votes last night for the new Squantum School. And these votes were already taken, is that right? Why were they needed again?
Yeah, my understanding is the bond council wanted to tweak the language to make sure they had it in complete correct legal form.
Okay.
I just want to make that correction to have it on the record. Sometimes they call it Scribner's error, but in this case it's a little more than that because they wanted a confirmatory vote. Once these go in the file, they're there forever, and I think that... And I know that's why we pay bond counsel to make sure that things are done absolutely perfectly legally, so we don't have any issues or challenges down the road. So it was a housekeeping item for sure.
I see. Thanks for explaining that. Now, on the issue of statues, I have to ask, are there plans for statues at other public buildings that are being built or that exist?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
We did, as Quincy 400 going into the whole thing, we were wondering if, other possible people, organizations, whatever to acknowledge. That doesn't mean a statue. It could be a plaque. Could be something else. But so there may be some other. I know we're going to be telling stories of some of the immigrant groups, for example, historically. There's some other great figures in our history. But that doesn't mean we're doing statues for everybody. Mm-hmm. So there'll be other ways to honor folks and great events in our history.
I know you'd mentioned during your State of the City you'd hoped to have the statue, the park, at Pocket Park for John Quincy Adams and Quincy Center ready for his birthday in July.
That's the goal.
You think that's going to happen?
That's the goal. Well, you'll see next week demolition begin of the old building.
Oh.
So I got my fingers crossed.
Okay.
Now, we're working hard on it. It's not nearly as complicated as, for example, the Hancock Adams Common. Hancock Adams Common, we had to move all kinds of utilities underground, update and replace a bunch of utilities. We obviously have water elements, which are far more complicated. The J.Q. Adams Park is a small little pie-shaped piece of land that looked pretty straightforward. Statues are already built. They're in storage. It's a matter of getting the appropriate granite and other elements for the park, but none of it should cause any delay. I mean, they should be things on the shelf, so to speak, and then of course the landscaping, but there's no real complicated elements in there that would cause a delay.
And before we talk again, Mayor, there'll be the Remember the Ladies events coming up next Monday.
Yes, there's a couple of events coming up. I believe the Adams Presidential Center is holding a lecture series on the ladies.
Yes.
And then there's the recognition of a number of woodwinners receiving the Abigail Adams Award, ladies from our city. I think that's on the Saturday.
Oh, very good.
I don't have it in front of me.
Sure. Do we know who the ladies are? Can we reveal that? Or?
Hey, you know what? I don't have the list in front of me. I know a couple on the top of my head, but I don't want to name a couple without naming all of them.
Okay. Absolutely.
I get myself in enough trouble.
Quincy400.com is the place to go, folks. Want to
Amen.
Get
Absolutely.
Information about that. Appreciate your time, Mayor.
My pleasure. Enjoy this beautiful day, Joe.
I know. You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.